It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 30th, 1889, the Bundy Manufacturing Company, which is a maker of time recording equipment, is incorporated. It's the first of many components that would eventually become the CTR or IBM. 1941, John Mulkey writes to John Atanasoff, suggesting a cooperative effort to develop the first electronic computer. The offer would be declined, and the two would later enter into a bitter dispute as to who receives credit for creating the first computer. Eventually, the matter would be taken to court, where the judge would rule in favor of Dr. Atanasoff. 1954, the world's first submarine with a nuclear reactor, the USS Nautilus, is commissioned by the U.S. Navy. 1980, Bill Gates, Bob O'Rear, Steve Ballmer met with IBM representatives in Boca Raton, Florida, to deliver the report that they proposed, which was that Microsoft be put in charge of the entire software development process for IBM's new microcomputer. Also in 1980, Commodore International announces the CBM-8032 computer. It had 96 kilobits of RAM. Xerox publishes the specification for Ethernet networks in 1980, which the company developed along with Digital Equipment Corporation and Intel. Jump up to 1985. Digital Research announces that it will modify the Graphical Environment Manager operating system to avoid claims by Apple Computer for violating copyrights. And Microsoft releases Microsoft Excel from the Macintosh. 1991, David Cole, the head of Windows development team at Microsoft, sends an email to another executive stating there's a bug inside Windows. He mentioned this would put competitors' software on a treadmill and should surely crash at some point. Whatever that means. Cole warns that the existence of the bug must be kept secret, and the message is in direct response to rival operating systems being developed. 1993, 3DO reports a net loss of $36.9 million for the six-month period ending September 30th. 1994, the defense attorneys of David LaMascia asked the U.S. District Court of Massachusetts to dismiss a case against him. LaMascia is accused of running a piracy BBS on MIT servers. 1996, Maya Comet is formed as a limited liability company in Massachusetts to develop real-feel simulator peripherals for computers and video games. 1997, Microsoft releases Internet Explorer Final Release 4.0 for Windows 95 and Windows NT, and the website of ValueJet Airlines is anonymously hacked. 1998, Creative Labs files a suit against a real semiconductor, seeking injunction relief and damages for alleged false advertising and related crimes. And in 1999, Amazon opens Z Shops and adds 500,000 products in an online mall environment. The Cleveland Freenet closes down permanently. One of the oldest and longest running Atari forums, the Atari SIG, had worked within the framework of the Freenet and also shut down. Nintendo announces that it had been awarded a United States patent for its in-flight video game system. The system enables airline passengers to play video games hosted by participating airlines while traveling. And version 4.7 of the Netscape Communicator web browser for personal computers is released. It would also come with features for Netscape Radio and Winamp 2.5. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2002, a draft of the Fortran 2000 programming language is released. Version 5.0 of the Java 2 programming language is released, and version 8.0 of the Red Hat Linux operating system, otherwise known as Psyche, is released. 2004, Microsoft ends support for Windows XP operating systems without a service pack, the release to manufacturing version. 2007, Adobe acquires Buzzword, which is a Flash-based word processor. 2008, the Free Software Foundation founder Richard Stallman says that cloud computing is stupidity. He adds that the industry's latest trend ultimately will result in vendor lock-in and escalating costs for the user. Also in 2008, the website for the House of Representatives is sputtered under heavy traffic from citizens trying to contact Congress about the financial bailout bill. Google releases open-source Mac Updater software. It uses the framework to keep multiple Mac OS X applications updated. The MPAA asks for an injunction against Real and their newest product, Real DVD. Couple more things here. In 2008, Cisco releases a report on how much data loss occurs in the office. They cite that 39% of employees discuss sensitive information with family members, and 8% disclose items to complete strangers. And Netflix partners with Starz to add 2,500 more movie titles to their service. And in 2010, Chrome adds acceleration, WebGI, and Google Instant to their browser. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikazine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.